Shkalim Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel 4:3. The previous Mishnah had listed the various uses to which the leftovers in the chamber were put. Those are sort of communal things like the building up of Yerushalayim's walls and towers, as well as the ramps, etc., for the para and so on. Now, that's called Shiare Halishka, leftovers of money from the Machzor Shekel left in the chamber. Our Mishnah here starts out talking about Mosar Shiare Halishka. That means, what do you do with the money after you've not just taken the primary money for purchasing Karbonos Tzibor and had the leftovers to put to use in the cases and uses that were listed in the previous Mishnah? You still have cash left over. You could have a lot of cash left over. So what do you do with all that money? So the Mishnah here says, there's going to be, according to the first sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Mosar Shiare Halishka, Mahayu Osin Behen. What do they do with the leftover money after that? Lokchen Behen Yenos Shemanim Usulasos. They, the Beis Hamikdash, would purchase wines, oils, and flour. And this is going to serve the use of private persons who come to the Beis Hamikdash. When you come to the Beis Hamikdash, on the three regalim, for starters, you for sure have to bring an ola and a shlamim. There's a requirement not to show up and be seen empty-handed. You have to come with shalmei chagiga, peace offerings of the holiday, and as well as olos re'ia, the burnt offering that is for being seen when you show up in the Hashem's house, so to speak. So, as we said already repeatedly, every ola and every shlamim brought in the Beis Hamikdash is accompanied by nesachim. Nesachim include two components. There's a wine libation as well as a meal offering. The meal offering basically comprises flour and oil. So where does the person who's bringing these menachos get their wine and flour and oil from? The Beis Hamikdash provides it for them. And the reason why is really twofold. First of all, while you could bring your own in theory, it's just heavy to schlep all these supplies. Remember, you're carrying it by hand. So carrying buckets of oil and wine is just a pain in the neck. In addition, wine and oil are especially susceptible to tumah, the huchshel kabel tumah from the beginning. And of course, you can't use tameh oil or wine or korbanos, menachos. So therefore, it's way easier and better if the Beis Hamikdash keeps everything under wraps. And when you get there, you'll just buy your supplies from the Beis Hamikdash, as we'll see more later. Now, if that's what's going on, the Beis Hamikdash, says Rabbi Shmuel, is going to purchase those supplies for the people's use. They'll buy it wholesale to sell for retail prices, and that means the Beis Hamikdash will have a nice little business going and make some profit. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel says you do with the leftover money in the Lishka. You use it to purchase the actual things which will end up on the Mizbeach proper, so there's still korbanos. It's sort of functioning for the benefit of the tzibor. Of course, these are private korbanos, but it's in general, you know, korban material, which is great. And there'll be a profit for the Beis Hamikdash. And with the profit, says that we'll see over the next two Mishnayos, the profit, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is put towards Keitz Mizbeach. That means korbanos that are brought, again, they're olos, brought on behalf of the tzibor. These are not required korbanos, they're not a chova, obligatory, which is why you can't use the Machzor Shekel for them. But they do sort of serve the community in general, and therefore they're great use for this money. And therefore the profits are put towards buying korbanos to be offered to the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach would otherwise be idle. So that's what the Mishnah says here inside. Mosar Shiare Halishka Mahaya Osam Behen Lokhen Behen Yenos Shemanim Vesalasos. They would buy wine, oils, and flour, and they would sell them. And then Vahasachar LeHekdesh. The profits that were generated from this business the Beis Hamikdash was running would go to Hekdesh, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Kontra Rabbi Yishmael. And then again, like I said before, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, the profits are used to purchase the Keitz Mizbeach. As for the Keren, the principal, it seems ostensibly that would stay sort of as part of the operating capital for the Beis Hamikdash to buy new wine and oil, etc. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, Ein Mistakrin Mishel Hekdesh. We don't do business with Hekdesh money. No, we're not going to do that. And velo mishal aniyim, nor with the poor people's money. I'll explain that in a moment. Rabbi Akiva Shita is, now we'll talk about the Beis Hamikdash's property first. There's a general rule that ein anios b'makom mashiros. We don't want there to be an impression of poverty where we want there to be a sense of abundance. Literally, there's no poverty in a place of wealth. Now, The Beis Hamikdash is meant to be Hashem's home. We want there to be a sense of abundance, that Hashem certainly has everything he could possibly ever need, and everyone takes care of him. The Beis Hamikdash is certainly not short of anything. And if the Beis Hamikdash is sort of running a side business, that suggests the Beis Hamikdash is short on cash. Nowadays, this is a little removed from us, because nowadays, certainly in Western 21st century society, there seems to be a bit of like a virtue of just getting more and more and more money. And this, that was foreign to the Beis Hamikdash, and foreign to Chazal and their time. In their time, there was a very small number of people who were the haves, and they owned the capital, and the rest of the world were the have-nots, and they sort of used, they rented people's, or worked people's, you know, land, etc., to eke on by. And wealthy people didn't work. And if they're doing business, that suggests they need the money. And that, Rabbi Akiva says, is a violation of the principle in Anias v'Malkum Ashiras, that it sort of makes there have a sense that there's a lack in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore he says it deprecates the institution of the Beis Hamikdash if we have like a side business for profit running. So he wants everything to be not for profit. There's plenty of money in the Beis Hamikdash as is, and we're not going to put the Mosar Yisher Halishka towards some, you know, kiosk where we're making money for the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Rabbi Akiva does not actually say to what end the money should be put. He just objects the idea of doing business with it. Now, for profit business. He also says, but this sentence comes out in the Shulchan Aruch, you similarly may not use below Mishalaniyim money that was given to to tzedakah, for poor people. So Rabbi Akiva says you may not do business with that money. Even if you're going to have more money to give to poor people later, the concern is the money will be tied up in some investment project, and then when there are poor people who need money now, they won't have access to the cash because the money's tied up in the investment. And that's not what the point of the money was for. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, we're not doing business with communal funds for charity, regardless of what benefits may accrue. We want to have the money cash on hand in case people need it. The Shulchan Aruch brings that as the din lahalacha. I'm not going to presume to be a posek here by any means. There is an interesting phenomenon. Nowadays, things are a little more complicated because there are massive charity funds, and there's, in the 21st century, certainly in the 20th century, there is inflation by design. Central banks arrange for inflation, and therefore, it's arguable that if I would set up I donate my $1 billion for the poor people of Israel, that if they would just let it sit in cash, as opposed to investing it, that would actually be reckless use of the money, irresponsible use of the money as it is, because of the ever-eroding purchasing power of cash because of inflation. But I don't want to get to that right now. Just know, Shulchan Aruch definitely says the money shouldn't be invested. It should be kept on hand for when a Niyam need it. And if you're going to go beyond the Shulchan Aruch, you'll certainly need some broad shoulders and to ask a Shaila.